Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online every week at wdiy.org. And podcasts of prior shows are also available there under local programming. Welcome to the show. Today is September 5th, 2018. The markets were mixed today. The Dow closing at 25,974, the NASDAQ at 7,995, and the S&P at 2,888. Our topic tonight is Medicare planning and updates. We are live tonight. We will take your questions. Lori C. is in the studio with us this evening, and we'll answer your calls, take your information, and we ask you to mute your radio so you can hear us without the delay and we can talk without confusion. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments, and while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic, and I'll do my best to answer them. The number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. You can talk live on air with us or off air. If you're not comfortable talking live on air, you just give your question to Lori. She'll write it down and bring it into the studio. Email is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. I have a guest this evening, a returning guest, Dan Banks. Dan is the president and co-founder of Silvercrest Insurance with offices in Bethlehem and Macungie. Silvercrest is an independent insurance agency specializing in Medicare insurance plans. They work with a variety of insurance companies offering Medicare supplements, prescription drug plans, and Medicare Advantage plans. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks for having me back.
It's been a while since you've been on. We've talked in between, but it's been a while since you've been on. So yeah. I'm glad that it's time to give us a fresh update on what's going on with Medicare.
And sure. Yeah.
So anything else you want to tell us with the business going on? You're in Bethlehem and Macungie, and you've been doing this for how long?
We've been at it about 10 years, so we're growing, which is exciting. We have now two full-time agents other than myself. I'm also an agent. And we have a full-time office manager, and we also have another part-time client service manager. So we've grown a little bit since last time I've been on the show.
I would say so. It's probably why it's been a while since we've had you on, because you were so busy.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming back, because I've been impressed with how much you know off the top of your head about Medicare. And I think it's a complicated subject. It's certainly not an area of expertise that I have. So it's nice to be able to have someone that we can go to talk about these things. So tonight, I just want to set the table here. We're going to talk about Medicare planning, but also that there were some updates. So I think there is so much confusion around Medicare. So I thought it would be helpful if, number one, we could kind of talk about what we call the ABCs of Medicare, because there's little letters that we want to explain. Kind of set the stage for some of the basics, then also talk about some of the updates or changes that you have seen so that we can then talk about what is the whole Medicare decision-making timeline look like, what do people have to do, so they can kind of understand why we want to talk about the updates and changes, because that may affect something they may have said it and forget it.
Yeah.
Might be time to revisit.
Right.
Okay, so can we start with talking about reviewing the ABCs? What do we mean by that?
Sure. So actually, it's the ABCs and Ds of Medicare. So you have four parts of Medicare, which can be quite confusing, especially for those that are just going on. So we probably have two people listening tonight, two parts of the audience, which would be the people already on Medicare and then maybe people that are getting ready to go on Medicare. Of course, they're getting a lot of mail and maybe doing some studying. So what they're faced with is a decision as to what type of coverage to get when they go on to Medicare. So the A, B, C's, and D's of Medicare are basically, there's two distinct types of coverage. But first, a person would need the major medical portion of their coverage, which would be the foundational portion, which would be A and B, Medicare. So A, Medicare covers you if you're admitted to a hospital. It also covers skilled nursing care, hospice. It covers home health care. So that's all covered under Part A, Medicare.
And Part A Medicare is something we actually have paid into the system while we were working. That's
correct.
What we see on our W-2s.
Correct.
Right?
So, okay. Yeah, so you're paying like 1.45% of your income. So over the course of time, you're paying into it, and so you'll get it back as a benefit when you go on Medicare. And that's typically, if you didn't have it as a benefit. So, for example, if you're coming as a person from another country and you didn't pay into the system, it would cost about $402 per month. That's the actual cost of it.
Okay.
So I don't see, in my career in 10 years, I've seen two people that have actually had to pay for their Part A Medicare.
So it's not very common. And I had never seen that. So
yeah.
That's good to know. I didn't even realize you could pay for Medicare Part A. So that's good to know.
You could, sure. Mm-hmm. And then Part B Medicare, most people will pay for that. And Part B covers all of your outpatient, your doctor office visits, outpatient facility visits, which would be rehab, ambulance, imaging, blood work, all outpatient surgery, durable medical equipment. So really everything that's not covered as an inpatient in a hospital would go under Part B, chiropractic, dermatologists, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. So
that's Part B Medicare. And most people will pay $134. If you're new to Medicare in 2018, it's $134 per month for most people. And then when I say most people, if your income is very low, it could be that you pay less. If your income goes beyond a certain threshold, you get what's called an income-related monthly adjustment. So it's really a subsidy reduction for someone in a higher income bracket. So, but probably the vast majority, I don't know what the percentage is, it could be 95% of everybody pays the $134 per month new to Medicare.
Okay.
So that's the foundation of your major medical coverage. And then what you do from there, because in a nutshell, A and B cover about 80% of your medical costs under hospital and doctor, the other 20% is really an open-ended cost exposure for the Medicare beneficiary. So people traditionally will get some other type of coverage. And most of the time, they'll refer to that as a supplement. So there is two ways to actually do that. You can have a true supplement, which means that you would have A and B Medicare as your primary coverage, and then a secondary or supplement to come in and pay some or all of that 20%. And you'll see a chart, letters A through N, of course, more alphabet for the, or more, you know, the alphabet soup of Medicare. And each one of those plans covers some portion of that 20% in a nutshell. So when you go to the doctor under that situation, the doctor will bill Medicare, and Medicare pays just like an insurance company through a third-party payer. They pay claims, and then the bill will either go to your secondary or yourself if you don't have a supplement. So that's one version of it. The advantage of doing it that way is that you can go anywhere in the country that accepts Medicare and any provider that accepts Medicare. So there's really no network. It's not an HMO or a PPO setup, if that makes sense.
For the Medicare Part B, but the supplemental, would that apply to the supplemental plan?
It would not, because they're standardized plans. So Medicare typically bills the supplement. So the bill goes from the provider to Medicare, and Medicare bills the supplement directly through what's called a crossover. So it all really happens behind the scenes electronically, and there's so many different insurance companies that compete in that supplemental market. So there's all the ones that we've heard about, Highmark, Capital, AARP, all the brand names, Aetna, Cigna, and then there's a lot of other off-brand that are just as good, but they're competing for price in that market. And it actually doesn't make a difference which insurance company you use for your plan. It's really the plan benefits that matter. And so it's a little bit different than what people are used to. You're used to, do they accept my insurance company? And you don't have to worry about that. So it's kind of nice in that way.
Okay, so Medicare is going to do the billing to the supplemental.
Typically.
Typically. Okay. So, but I just want to go back to for a second, because we're coming up on our first break, that people also can choose not to have the supplemental, but then they would have to pay whatever out of pocket that 20% might be.
So exactly.
It could be a lot. Yeah. Okay. All right, folks, we are at our first break. We are talking about Medicare planning and some updates that we'll refer to as we go through the show. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. You can call in and ask questions on air or off air. And we will continue our discussion with Dan Banks from Silvercrest Insurance when we return. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails. Discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100 extension 7 or wdiy.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. And tonight we're discussing Medicare planning and updates. And we're discussing those with our guest, Daniel Banks, president and co-founder of Silvercrest Insurance. And they are an independent insurance agency specializing in Medicare insurance plans. And this can get complicated. So what we are doing is kind of setting the table a little bit for our discussion on Medicare. We're going to talk about some updates. And then, of course, take some time to talk about the open enrollment and what you can expect from that, what you have to pay attention to. And this is especially important for listeners, whether you are new to Medicare and considering what you might want to, subscribe to or something? Is that the language?
Yeah, well, usually like the what option for coverage you wanna take, and that's typically based on your needs, of course, your budget for how much are you going to spend a month. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that,
so those folks need to pay attention to. But you had mentioned there should be a second listener, which is people who may already have Medicare as well, and we're going to talk about why they need to pay attention
So
if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. So we talked about Part A being the major medical hospital, nursing home, that type of coverage.
Right. Yes. So Part A being the hospital, skilled nursing facility, skilled care.
Not forever, though, right?
No, that's right. So when you say nursing home, that actually would not be. There's no long-term care coverage through Medicare. It caps out at 100 days. And basically, the whole time, if someone's in skilled care, the federal government's going to be in communication with the doctors to make sure that that person can be rehabilitated to leave and go home. Because, again, long-term care is very expensive and the government does not pay for it, unfortunately, not for people who have means. And you would know a lot about that. I'm sure you talked about it before.
Okay, but that's a good distinction, skilled care. And then Part B is all the other things we talked about, doctor's offices, dermatologists,
right, all the routine care, yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Sure.
And Part B comes through if you're already getting Social Security, they will take out that monthly payment automatically. You had mentioned that unless someone has a needs.
Right. If they were in a certain income bracket, there may be poverty level, and certain percentages of that.
But basically, it's $134 a month, and for people who are in higher income brackets, there's an income related monthly adjustment that we call IRMA, and that's based on your tax return.
Sure.
Things like that. So that's Part B.
Mm-hmm.
Part D.
Okay.
We're gonna skip C. We're gonna talk about D.
Yeah, so Part D is definitely one of the trickier plans in Medicare, one of the trickier letters, let's say that. Not so much for people who are on generic drugs or no medications, but Part D, and it's the federal program, the federal prescription drug program. It's subsidized by the federal government, but there's no government drug plan. So the Part D plans are offered through private insurance companies who, once you sign up for their particular drug plan, so think Humana, CVS, Caremark, Aetna, AARP, all the big name companies, a lot of the big name companies have drug plan options. And then there's other options, WellCare and things that aren't necessarily household names, but... So in a nutshell, when you sign up for a Part D plan, you're going to have a premium. The national average premium is about $37 a month. And the government is putting in another 75% of that. So it could be $75, $80 a month the federal government is giving to the insurance company. And they're setting up a prescription plan. And typically, it's set up the way most people recognize prescription plans. They have tier levels for drugs. So they have tier 1 through 5. So 1 and 2 are generics, non-preferred generics. You have tier 3 brand drugs, which if you watch TV at night and you see all the drug commercials, those are typically tier 3 brands. Tier 4 would be non-preferred brand, and tier 5 are specialty drugs, which would be your cancer medications and things like that, leukemia. So as you move up the tiers, the cost goes up. Now, when you sign up for a drug plan, you're paying the premium to the drug company. The way to find a drug plan is on Medicare's website, medicare.gov. And we do this for our clients, actually, routinely do this. We'll obtain a list of their medications. Of course, we get their permission to do that. They'll give us their list of medications. And you can go to the website, www.medicare.gov, and they have a tool called the Plan Finder. And you can search for your prescription plan by your zip code. And it allows you to enter your medication. So you start to type in your medication, lisinopril, LIS, and it'll fill in. And then it'll pre-fill and come up with the most commonly recommended dosage. And you can pick the dosage that you take. And so there you can go down the line and put your whole list of medications. And then you'll move forward. It'll allow you to pick 2 pharmacies. And you'll continue to move forward until they come to your results. And when you're picking the Part D prescription plan, you'll pick that. They call it a standalone prescription drug plan. And it'll spit out the results, every single plan available to you in your area based on your yearly estimated annual cost, which would include whether there's a deductible, the premium itself, any other cost sharing, which would be your copays or coinsurance. And the difference in a copay and coinsurance, by the way, copay is a defined amount. So if you have a defined amount, you pay $45 for tier 3 brands. That's a typical tier 3 brand copay. Mm-hmm. Coinsurance is a percentage. And so if you ever see coinsurance, it's not a word you like to see. Because it's a percent of anything medical related is never usually good.
So for the prescription plans, you can have a copay or a coinsurance amount. So some of the plans could be either way.
Well, typically what happens when you get above the tier 3 brands, then the tier 4s and 5s go into percentages, which are, and I can't actually remember, but maybe like 25% or 35% of the full cost of a drug. So if you have a drug that's $10,000 and you're paying 35% of that, I mean, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And that there are drugs that cost $10,000 a month, breast cancer drugs and things like that. Yeah. So at any rate, when you're doing that research, you know, it's probably not the easiest thing to do if you're not used to doing it. We do it routinely, so we interpret the results for people. But really, they're pointing you to the best plan, and you can kind of plug and play. So maybe you like to go to Rite Aid, but there might be, you might be better off going to CVS. You might be better off getting mail order. And so there's a few different variables that need to go into it. If you only take Advair in the summer for seasonal allergies, you know, that you want to make sure to account for that.
Okay, we're going to take our next break, but I want to come back and finish our discussion on this. And folks, understand it's important to understand the details of all this because it can make a difference in the kind of plans you're buying into, and it could make a difference in your cash flow at a time when you're in retirement. You want to be careful. So it's good to understand the details behind this. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Dan Banks of Silvercrest Insurance. And the phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. This is your host, Lori Siebert, and I have in the studio with me this evening Daniel Banks of Silvercrest Insurance. We're talking about Medicare planning and updates. If you have questions, you can call in and talk to us live, or if you're not comfortable talking live, you can give your question to Lori C. She'll write it down and bring it into the studio for us. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Dan is putting this in a nutshell, folks, and it's still a lot to talk about. To understand Medicare and all the options that one has in deciding what plan to go with, whether it is the supplemental plan or the drug plan, and in a few minutes we'll probably talk about Medicare Part C in a moment. There is just a lot to go through, but it's important in understanding what the options are. And then as we go through the show, we're going to talk about some of the updates that have come about that may make a difference for people who might have already picked their Medicare plan. Might it be time for you to review that? So let's finish up, Dan, talking about these ABCDs. And then we'll get into some of the updates and why it's important that people regularly review this. So we were just talking about the Part B, the Part D, the drug plans, and how there could be a price difference. You said the average might be like, I don't know, $37 a month. But there could be a price difference depending on what tier kind of drugs they're using. So someone might come to you and say, hey, I don't want the generics. I have to have this brand name. My doctor prescribed it for whatever reason. Maybe they have an allergy to the dye used in the generic. So they could have some flexibility in the Medicare drug plan that they buy. They might change what they need then, because you're saying there's a on the Medicare.gov website, there is a plan finder that they can put some of this information in. So number one, say whatever else you want to about the drug plan, and then tell me why should someone review that maybe periodically?
Well, so of course people's drugs change periodically, right? And the plans change each year. Now, fortunately, the last 2 years, and this year included, so for 2019, I can't talk specifically yet about anything, but we've seen a lot of the plans. The funding seems to have stabilized a little. So fortunately, we don't see a ton of changes in the plans, and that's a good thing. But it is good if you have changes. There may be a plan out there that covers your combination of medications better than another plan. So we've seen people save as much as $500 to $1,000 over the course of a year just by switching their plan, because all the formularies are different. But the criteria for the drug plan companies is their formularies have to cover at least two medications in every therapeutic category. So they have to cover two diabetes drugs, two blood pressure drugs. I think there's six therapeutic categories. Oh, that could be wrong. Let me back out of that statement a second.
But for
any particular sickness that a person has medically diagnosed, there should be two medications out there. Now, typically the drug companies are going to steer you towards the generics, but like you said, not everybody can take generics of certain medications, and they've tried this and it works better. And so you may get a letter from your prescription plan company telling you should try this medication, and you might have to get your doctor involved. That's kind of a whole nother ball of wax, but if you're getting backed into a corner during the course of a year, and you know, you now have this annual enrollment period coming up. You have that one time a year to evaluate other plans and see if there's another better option for you. So
do you think people really take the time to evaluate that? I mean, there's so much set it and forget it kind of tendencies.
I would say probably the majority of people don't. And people don't like change. I've noticed that people and I'm the same way. I mean, a lot of us are like that. So it's probably the high majority of people don't actually change their plan, and it's okay. I mean, if you're satisfied with your plan, you get an annual notice of change every year in September. The companies are required by law to send that to you. And if you're satisfied and things are rolling along fine, then just stay with it.
You don't have to do anything.
No, you don't have to. And it'll just automatically renew. But if you're a person in that where you're taking, you know, if your costs are high, of course, you're going to want to evaluate your plan, because if you can save $300, $400, $500 next year on the cost of your medications, no doubt that's going to help any of us. And we would want to do that.
So there could be some triggers then that kind of help you know when you might be someone who would need to revisit this if you were already on a drug plan. Triggers might be you changed medication, or you're on new medications, or the medications have become more costly than you had realized.
Right.
That could be a trigger.
You're hitting the coverage gap, which we'll talk about a little bit.
Okay. Could someone look at it without... outside of the enrollment period, to kind of have an idea if there might be a better plan for them? Like, do you have to wait till open enrollment period?
Well, you do, because you're not going to know what the new plans are until October 1st.
Okay.
So, you know, there's that. I mean, of course, if you're having problems with your plan or your costs are really high, it doesn't hurt to look at it. And maybe there's some suggestions. Like, sometimes people are just going to the wrong pharmacy. I mean, it could be that simple, or use mail order, or I mean, there may be other little tweaks you can do to where you could save a few dollars. We see that happen sometimes too.
Okay, so sometimes too, using that plan finder might actually help them know if the plan they had was actually one of the best plans they might have had.
Right.
Would the plan finder also indicate whether there were other options, like other pharmacies on there?
Mm-hmm.
Or okay. So it would kind of help steer people into making better decisions with the plan that they might have, like if there was a mail order option?
Well, if you're already in a plan, you can certainly, if you have an agent, you can talk to them. I would encourage you. That's what your agent is there for. If you don't have an agent, you should call the 800 number on your card and talk to a representative from the company. And that's not always the most fun you're going to have in a day. But also, I mean, most of these plans now are, and probably all of them, have websites that have a lot of information. So there are multiple ways to kind of investigate different things that you can do with your plan to perhaps save money, or just alternatives that it's not, you know, you may just might not have realized. But
okay, all right, we are going to talk about Advantage plans when we come back briefly. That's the C.
Yes, that's
part of the C, because we went on the drug plan for a little bit.
Right.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about C, and then we're going to get to the updates and some changes so that we can alert our listeners who are either going on Medicare or who have been on Medicare if it's something that may affect you. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. You can talk live on air with us. And if you're not comfortable talking live on air, you can just give your question to Lori C. She'll write it down and bring it into the studio. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with Dan Banks, president and co-founder of Silvercrest Insurance. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
This is WDIY Allentown. It's 6:30. Your current temperature is 92. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 88. Thursday night, low around 69. And Friday, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a high near 77. Friday night, low around 63. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 71. And Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a low around 57. For Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. And for your Sunday afternoon, it's going to be showers and thunderstorms, low around 59. Now back to your financial choices with Lori Seabird.
Thank you, Shandi. Welcome back, folks. I am speaking with Dan Banks, president and co-founder of Silvercrest Insurance. We're talking about Medicare planning and updates. And understanding this can be quite complicated, we're trying to summarize just the different plans that we talk about when we look at Medicare, and it's taken us a half an hour to talk about those because it can be complicated, and sure, we haven't even talked about the changes yet. So let's move on to what we call Part C or
Medicare Advantage.
Medicare Advantage.
Okay, so just real quick, so there's two options for coverage, and they're different. Distinctly different. You can have A and B as your primary with a supplement plan. Typically, well, it's going to have another letter, A and B, and then another letter supplement plan, and then a prescription drug plan. So that's one version of coverage. The other is the Part C Medicare Advantage plan. Part C Advantage plans are basically private plans, typically HMO and PPO plans that are subsidized by the federal government and sold through private insurance companies. So when you sign on to Highmark, Freedom Blue, or Geisinger Gold, I feel like this is a commercial for these companies, but they usually have a catchy name to them, and they all have PPO and HMO options. So and so what the C plan actually does is it takes your hospital A, your doctor B, your drug D, and puts it into one plan, which most people are already familiar with, an HMO or a PPO. PPO is probably the plan du jour for employer coverage. And now the insurance company becomes your primary coverage. So the federal government, in exchange for that, the federal government will give that insurance company a subsidy on your behalf. And in this area, that's around $10,000 per year. And that plan will now, and that company will set up a plan for you, and all the claims go to the insurance company, and they're now responsible for your claims. And you're going to have a schedule of benefits, which will include doctor office copays, typically $10 for the primary, $40 for a specialist, something like that. They're all different. So these benefits are just hypothetical examples of a multitude of plans that exist. Each company probably has four or five different plans. So, but in addition to the doctor office copays, you're going to have cost sharing for almost any procedure you have. So if you go have an MRI, this is going to cost you $200, $300 out of pocket. A hospital visit might be either a one-time charge, what's typical, could be $300 to $500 of a one-time charge, or a lot of times the plans will set it up as a daily charge of $250, $300 a day up to 5 days. So there's all different setups for these plan benefits. And what they all have in common is in this area, the PPO out-of-pocket maximums, mm-hmm, which means if somebody has a really bad year and they're in and out of the doctor, hospital, getting all kinds of care, and they're getting this cost sharing, the worst they're going to do is $6,700 out of pocket, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they go out of network, that goes up to $10,000. Okay, so mm-hmm. you're really, in that type of plan, you're on the hook for those, for that number. Now, you mm-hmm. might not hit that number. If you never go mm-hmm. to the doctor, you're not going to have any out of pocket, but that's...
So where is the attraction? Are the premiums lower?
Yes. Okay. That's the main attraction, is that you can actually get a C plan for zero. They have zero premium C plans, which means that typically over having a supplement and a prescription plan separately, you're going to save anywhere from $100 to $150 a month on your monthly premium amount that you're paying to mm-hmm. insurance companies. And by the way, you still have to pay Part B Medicare, regardless of what coverage you have. So that's
okay.
in the equation no matter what. The other attraction is it's neat. It's what people are used to. You have one card, you go to the doctor, you pay your copay. So there's that attraction. And then they're very heavily marketed plans by the insurance companies. So the other attraction is some plans offer some dental, vision. And when I say this, it's very limited benefits. So you might get a cleaning, two cleanings a year, that kind of dental.
Mm-hmm.
They generally don't cover restoration. For glasses, they usually cover $100 for frames every other year. So, but the insurance companies certainly dress that up in their commercials. You'll start seeing them now, and make them sound pretty good. So. Very marketed plans, and at face value, they're not bad plans. But again, they're getting a big subsidy from Medicare. And then these plans also have options where you can pay a premium and then you might have richer benefits. So in other words, your copay or cost sharing for certain things would go down. So instead of $300 for an MRI, it might be $250.
Mm-hmm. So just like in the supplemental plans we saw, if you're taking A and B, there are different insurance providers with different benefits. The Advantage plans can have different benefits as well.
Right. You could presumably, if you're new to Medicare, you could have almost 100 options for coverage. I mean, now you can funnel that down, and we funnel it down as agents to people to maybe two or three choices, because when you're done talking through everything, going through the differences, it becomes a lot more clear than this radio program, I'm sure, mm-hmm. to people right now who aren't on Medicare or just don't have a penchant for understanding insurance. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I'm going to go to one thing before we move on to the updates
mm-hmm.
about Part C to kind of close it up is, and I recall this, I think, from when we talked back on the last time you were on the show. There is one hiccup, I thought, with the Advantage plan, and that is when someone is first going on Medicare, if I'm recalling correctly,
mm-hmm.
when someone first goes on Medicare, they're not reviewing their medical
history. In their open enrollment period.
They're in their correct. Open enrollment period. But once you go on an Advantage plan, if the insurance company decides to drop that plan, which they could,
mm-hmm.
and you have to go find another plan, there might be a review.
Well, so how that would work is Advantage plans are annually renewable. If a company dropped their plan, you would actually get a kind of a free look to any type of coverage. If you get dropped out of a plan, you get guarantee issue rights to whatever
okay.
plan you want.
Okay.
Now, if you sign up for an Advantage plan and they don't drop their plan, but you decide to go back to original Medicare and pick up a supplement, you have 1 year to do that. If you go past that year and want Medicare as your primary with a traditional supplement, then the insurance companies are able to screen you for health.
Okay.
So they can ask you health questions. And, it's certainly debatable as to whether or not everybody could pass the muster there. So.
Okay. So those are some of those little nuances, mm-hmm. though, that not everyone might be aware of. So before you go and make a decision about going one direction or another, make sure you've vetted that all out.
Yeah, you're going to want to have that explained to you by somebody.
Okay. So Tell me about some of the changes that you've seen that people need to be aware of.
Okay, so one of the changes on that happened, it actually, there was a bill passed 3 years ago. One of the more popular supplement plans, so this is when you have Medicare as your primary insurance and pick that secondary plan, is the F supplement plan. So F as in Frank. And that plan combined with A and B Medicare is very comprehensive. As long as Medicare approves a service under A or B Medicare, that plan would cover any deductibles and copays and coinsurance at 100%. So you have literally no out-of-pocket. So it's great coverage. There's no arguing that. It's so great that the government wants to get rid of it. And so they passed back in 2015. I gotta find that. This was the Medicare Access and CHIP Reauthorization Act of 2015. So as part of that act, the Medicare Supplement Plan F went away, or is going away, I'm sorry. In 2020, people turning 65 will no longer be able to enroll in that plan. And the reason I think that happened is because people tend to overutilize Medicare. If they have no skin in the game, there's really no deterrent. So copays and coinsurance are deterrents for people not to go to the doctor for every little thing. And if everything is covered, you have no deterrent. And that causes Medicare to be overutilized. And of course, the government is now fond of deductibles and coinsurance to discourage that sort of thing. So that plan is no longer going to be available in 2020. Now, if you have that plan, and this is important, because it's guaranteed renewable and non-cancelable, nobody's canceling your plan. You can keep that plan. So everybody who's listening, if you have that plan, you don't have to worry about it. But you may want to evaluate that, because it's thought that if no new people are coming into the plan, the premiums on those plans could, and they have, I've seen them go up by percentage higher than any other plan. So year after year, the percentage increases in those rates tend to be pretty sharp. So
because the pool is going to get smaller, the premiums might go up.
Right, and everybody in the plan is only getting older and statistically maybe utilizing the plan more. So if you're in that plan, it's a really good idea to evaluate that. And I can guarantee you, you'll save money. If you've been in it for a few years, it's a good idea to take a look at it.
Okay. We had a question come in off air from Jeff in Allentown, and he asked, do pre-existing conditions affect cost of any of the plans being discussed? Because back in the day, companies could reject you if you had a pre-existing condition, but with the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
They are not supposed to look at those anymore.
No, it's kind of a hard question to answer. Basically, the answer in short is no. Because the guidelines kind of prevent that. I mean, the only thing that supplement carriers can really look at is whether you smoke or not. So if you are going into a new plan and they evaluate, you might get accepted into a new supplement plan and they charge you a little more for being a smoker. Some plans look at your height and weight a little bit. But really, they're really either going to accept or deny you. So it's not that they wouldn't cover pre-existing conditions. It's just that they might not offer you coverage at all.
Oh.
So that's more common than there's only one company that will give you a much higher rate for some of the conditions that other companies won't accept people for, like spinal stenosis, for example. No one will cover that except there's a company, it rhymes with KKRP. I don't know if you know that company or not.
Yeah.
It's United Healthcare is their company, but they will actually give a policy for that, but it'll be at a much higher rate. So
it's not that they can't cover you because of a pre-existing condition, but they might be able to just randomly say, we're not going to take you on.
Well, if you're trying to change coverage. Now, if you're new to Medicare, you have an open enrollment period. You have your initial open enrollment period, and they can't ask you medical questions. The only thing that they can do with pre-existing conditions is supplement carriers. If you don't have coverage prior to going on Medicare, they can exclude pre-existing. Some of them do it for 6 months, and you just have to be careful for that. With that, if you didn't have coverage, and as an agent, we're kind of trained to pick up on that. Not many carriers do it, but there are a couple that do.
Okay.
Wow. Hopefully that answered that question. It's kind of a complicated one.
Yeah. Well,
it's all complicated,
it's
right?
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. We're coming up on our last break. When we come back, we want to talk about some other changes that you just want to bring people's awareness to. Folks, if you have questions, there's still plenty of time. The phone number is 610-758-8810. When we come back, we will continue our discussion with Dan Banks of Silvercrest Insurance on our Medicare planning, and updates. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. We are talking about Medicare planning and updates with our guest, Dan Banks of Silvercrest Insurance. Dan, so we've talked about the ABCDs of Medicare. We've talked about some of the changes in the plans being offered under the Medicare Access and CHIP Reauthorization Act of 2015, that the Medicap Supplement Plan F will no longer be available to new Medicare beneficiaries, but that's kind of one of those triggers that people might want to go revisit their own plan. They're not going to get kicked off of it, but
correct,
there's a chance that premiums may go up because it will be a smaller pool of people participating in that plan, and there's lots of other plans available. And
Just a real quick on that, the alternatives and the plans that we typically see people going in are G and N. G is in Gary, N is in Nancy. So okay, if you're on a F plan, you might consider reviewing that and looking at one of those plans.
Okay. And but there also is always conversations about what people call the donut hole.
Mm-hmm.
And that is even hard to understand for a lot of people. Do you want to talk about that and what changes we've seen in that in the last few years, that coverage gap?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, we want to try to give some good news. There's not a lot of good news going on. So as part of the Affordable Care Act, the donut hole was scheduled to close. It used to be when you hit the coverage gap, you would be responsible for 50% of the cost of your brand name medication in the gap. So if the full cost of your drug was $400, and I'll use insulin as an example, because that actually is pretty right on. With insulin, a 1 month supply of a drug like Levemir or Humalog, the insurance company is paying about $400 for that drug. And on most plans, you're going to get that as a tier 3 drug for about a $42 or $45 copay. So the donut hole happens when that full cost of your drug, you're basically running a tab. Each time you order your medication, they're adding that full cost. So $400 plus $400 plus $400. And this year, when that adds up to $3,750, you are now in the coverage gap. Okay, so your coverage doesn't go away, but it gets turned down. And when I say turned down, this year, instead of having a $42 copay, you're now going to pay 35% of the cost of that drug. So 35% of $400, and that number is something, $150 or $60.
So just shy of 9 months. The drug would have cost $400 a month. That's $3,600.
Exactly.
When I roll over into that 10th month, I'm now over that kind of cap of
mm-hmm,
the total.
Mm-hmm.
But all along for those 9 months, I was only paying $42 a month.
Right.
Now in October, November, all of a sudden I'm not paying $42
now
because
all of a sudden
I hit that
you hit
cap.
The coverage cap. Yep.
And now I'm paying
$160.
Okay.
And so what happened, so back in 2010, you would have been paying 50% and that would have been $200. So part of the Affordable Care Act was to slowly close the coverage gap 5% at a time. There was a schedule and to bottom out at 25%. So I like to say, you know, it's the government says it's closed, but it's not really closed. Is it really closed? If a door is 25% open, is it closed?
No.
So, but they consider it closed. And it's definitely better.
So that was the good news, you though. Because it used to be 50%.
It used to be 50, and this year it was 35, and next year was supposed to be 30, but they actually, the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018 expedited that to 25% next year. So this year, that same $400 drug, when you hit the coverage gap, you were going to pay $140 for that drug. Next year, you're going to pay $100. So it's, you know, if you have two or three of those drugs, your cost is going down a little bit. I mean, you're still going to have a higher cost. The other side of that is the true out-of-pocket costs. It's very confusing. When do you actually get out of the coverage gap? And that's made up of a combination of you paying into whatever your cost sharing is into for your medications. And then also, they're counting that other percentage. So if you're paying 35% in a coverage gap, the drug manufacturer discount is 65%. And so that 65% counts towards your true out-of-pocket cost, which is $5,100.
Mm.
That is entirely confusing. I'm sure most people would have a hard time following that if you weren't looking at it written down on paper. But that'll actually get expedited. So people will move through the gap faster next year. So they won't hit it as fast, it won't cost as much when they're in it, and they'll come out of it faster, okay. Which is good news for people that are on more than one brand name drug. So if you're hitting the coverage gap this year in the fourth month, you're definitely going through it. You're going to save money next year.
Okay.
We could probably calculate how much, but again, it's something you have to sit down and look at.
Well, it's good to know. Dan, we had a caller, Ruth from Bethlehem, who called in off air, and she said she is retiring in 2019 at 66 years old. So I'm thinking maybe I'm not sure if she's working or
she's
if she's already
still
on Medicare.
And
will Plan F be available and will she keep it in 2020? So if she's retiring in 2019 at 66 years old, she'll be looking at Medicare and the supplemental
mm-hmm.
plan. So she's asking if F will be available and will she be able to keep it in 2020?
Yeah, so if in 2019 she retires and picks up an F plan, it'll be available to you. And you can keep it in 2020. You can keep it forever. Now, is that a good idea? I would say probably not. Look at a G plan. It's just a little bit different. And you're going to, when I say different, basically the only difference in coverage is you're going to have $183 deductible. So an F versus G is $183 deductible. And I guarantee you for the F plan, you will pay twice as much as that deductible just to have them cover that deductible. So
okay.
I wouldn't do an F. I would just do a G right out of the gate. You
because
wouldn't have
F
to worry about it.
Because F used to look very attractive.
Yeah. And it's good coverage. It covers everything, but you're going to pay for it. And G is not much different at all. Just pay the deductible and you'll save a lot of money.
Okay. Ruth also offered a comment, which I'm not exactly sure what to do with, but I'm just going to read her comment. And she said, traditional Medicare meant the physician determines treatment. And managed Medicare means pre-authorization required before care is delivered. Do you know what she is referring to there?
Well, yeah, and I mean, I can speak to what I think. Traditional Medicare with a supplement, you don't have to go through the screen of the insurance company. Medicare isn't in the business of denying claims. That's what I've found over time. Managed care is HMO plans or PPO plans. And now you have the screen of the insurance company whose goals are probably a little different than yours. So I'm sure Ruth and I are probably eye to eye on that.
Okay. Well, also you had mentioned that with the Medicare Part B, it could be used anywhere in the country. Medicare is processing the claims, whereas maybe with the Medicare Advantage, that's through the insurance provider. That may be, you said there's out of network, and that could have other kinds of hurdles you might have to go through.
Yeah, it's really, Medicare Advantage plans are pretty regionalized in counties. Some of the larger carriers are starting to have nationwide networks. So I was always sort of one that didn't like Medicare Advantage as a long-term option. I think it's sort of leveled out because the Affordable Care Act stripped out a lot of subsidy from those plans, but we've seen it sort of level out, and they're, you know, again, at face value, they're not terrible, but it's definitely something, you know, you can consider. I don't talk down on them as much, and of course, as a broker, we are certified to offer them, and we do, and so
it's personal, really. You kind of have to go through every person's
ultimately
situation.
It's everybody's decision to make.
Okay, we know this is very complicated, and I know you help people through this. You mentioned at our break that you guys actually have seminars on this.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Where do you hold these seminars? At your offices?
Yeah, actually, starting in January, we're going to be holding them at our office. We're going to have two, possibly four a month. And so this would be a venue where you could come and learn about the ABCs and Ds of Medicare, ask your questions and not feel any sales pressure. Come, learn, leave. Mm-hmm. And certainly if you want to work with us, you can.
So what is your website? Because are you going to post that to
mm-hmm.
your website?
We're going to have a calendar on our website. You might even get a little flyer from us. It's www.silvercrestins.com, www.silvercrestins.com.
Okay. So those are going to start in January, those seminars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But open enrollment is coming up as well, and we have just a minute or so. So tell me, why is open enrollment important, and who needs to pay attention to it?
Okay. So open enrollment is for people that are already on Medicare. This is the time if you have a prescription drug plan, to evaluate that plan. If you're not satisfied with it, you can make a change. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to go back to original Medicare, you can do it then. But then you also have another enrollment period in the beginning of the year, which is new, where if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you also have an opportunity to change plans from January 1st through March 31st.
Mm.
So a little more freedom to move about, but this is a time of year where you're going to start getting that information. Your company should send you that notice by September 30th.
And for people who anticipate going on Medicare, who are going to be 65, how much before that should they be kind of reviewing these options?
3 months.
Okay, 3 months. Good. Yeah. And then they need to let Medicare know, or Social Security know?
If you have Social Security, you'll automatically be signed up for Medicare, and it'll become effective the month of your birthday, the first day of the month of your birthday, no matter what day your birthday falls during the month. And then 3 months prior to that month, you can start signing up and reviewing your options.
Okay. Dan, it's been great.
Yeah.
You have a lot of information, and I'm sure we only scratched the surface on some of this, especially when you talk about some of the supplemental plans being like, what, A through N or something.
A through N, yeah.
Yeah. So we really appreciate you coming. Your website, silvercrestins.com, and what is your phone number at your office?
610-868-5801.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming. You'll have to come again soon. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Lori.
Listeners, thank you so much for staying tuned and for your calls tonight. We really appreciate the questions. It makes it much more interesting for all of us, and we hope it helps our listeners, the ones who are a little bit more nervous about calling in. So we really appreciate it. Lori, thanks for being here and taking those questions. Shandi, thanks for being here and doing the board. Next week, I am going to talk about doing a checkup on your retirement accounts. So, and I hope to have a guest, but that has not been confirmed yet. But hopefully I will have a guest doing a checkup on your retirement accounts. And as I like to remind our listeners, you can always go on our website, wdiy.org, or yourfinancialchoices.com for podcasts of prior shows. Coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive, and make the best of your financial choices. Have a great week.